Up and down the country, children are taking an increasing interest in their parents' love life. 39-year-old Katie is a single mum of three boys. Since her last relationship of 13 years broke down, she has been unable to find a man. The boys might be a little lacking around the house, but they certainly know their way around a computer and they are taking matters into their own hands. When you constantly deny yourself the people, food, things, and experiences that make you feel the most alive, that sends a pretty lousy message home. Look at your life and see where you're letting yourself down. If you hear yourself saying things like, "I love going out to see live music. I can't remember the last time I did it." Make time. We're all busy, but it's the people who make enjoying their lives a priority who enjoy their lives. Really listen to how you speak and pay attention to what you do and make a conscious effort to increase your joy in whatever capacity you can. This effect puts an ultimate limit on how much of the cosmos we can see. Our observations of the universe are limited to those objects whose light has had time to reach us in the 13.8 billion years since the Big Bang. In one way then, the ancient Greek philosophers were right. We are the center of our own universe, an expanding bubble of space-time whose ultimate boundary in every direction is defined by the time since the Big Bang. I locked myself in the handicap stall and sat on the oversized toilet, tearing the sheet of paper into small pieces and flushing them away. What had set him off? He was so insecure and jealous sometimes. If I'd have shown him that boy's note another time, I swear he'd have teased me about robbing the cradle. Or if I'd explained about the yellow paper, well, he'd have rocked me in his arms. How could someone I loved and who loved me be so cruel, so randomly?